The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You here at WCWP.org 88.1 FM. Also on Project Independence and You, you can listen to live on the app WCWP Radio, and you can just tune right in. It's a very easy app. You just kind of listen as soon as you sign in. We were speaking with Mike Kelly from, he's a executive director, North Hempstead SWAMA department, and also the commissioner for North Hempstead Solid Waste. And we got a wealth of information, Christina. It was really, really great, really good to have all those weird questions answered that I think I've always wondered about, you know?
No, it's so true, you know, because it's these little things, like I said, there's so many things that we just kind of take for granted, you know, it's like this magical thing, like you put your garbage out and then like, what happens? You know,
right.
And I think especially with the recyclables, you know, it can be super complex and understanding the number one and two and three and four and five plastics and whatnot. And I remember when we first had this, like when we first started, we had someone on from the town to talk about this. And it was like so many things that I had no idea about, you know, that really sticks to you. You know, they are certainly the golden nuggets of this program, you know, that you can kind of take with you and do your part, you know, to make, you know, things better and to really understand, you know, like, especially, you know, oh, it's like, I'm recycling. I'm not thinking, you know, now it's going to this plant and being sorted and then being like sold and certain things cost more than other, you know, it's all these different things, but I'm happy about the cardboard boxes. So, I mean, that was my takeaway from today's show. You know,
I knew you would be. I wondered about that, you know.
Yes.
I mean, when it comes to that recycle day and you know, at home, there's a lot of boxes. There's a lot of breaking down those boxes with that little Pampered Chef, you know, thing.
Yes, please. I do it all like by hand. I have like mastered a technique.
I had that same technique, but you know, I did it after a new manicure and it ruined a nail. And you know, going forward, I said, you know, I'm gonna just use this little tool.
I understand. I get it. Now. But, you know, and I want everyone to, obviously, we tried to get everyone's kind of questions in and certainly things that have come up to us. But if you have any questions on specifics, please call 311 or 869-6311 and you can be connected to their department. And I think it's great that SWAMA is going to send out those little stickers because that one sheet is a quick glimpse into what, you know, is considered, you know, the metal, glass, plastic, and then there's the paper, cardboard, and the yard waste aspect of everything. So I encourage people to take advantage of these programs. It's certainly wonderful.
Going on in this town?
Yes.
What's happening in North Carolina?
So later on in the show, we're going to have County Executive Laura Curran is going to join us to give us some updates. That's a little bit later on, so that will be wonderful. And then next week, we have on Stephanie Sitterman from the Safe Center, Long Island. We've had Stephanie actually on our advisory committees. She presented about elder abuse and the different services that the Safe Center provides. Because unfortunately, during this pandemic too, a lot of seniors were isolated. So that's a rise in different elder abuse and scams and financial abuse. It all kind of falls under the same umbrella. So she is a wonderful, wonderful speaker, and what they do at the Safe Center is just incredible. So she will be on next week to tell us about that. So I think everyone should certainly tune in just to get educated on it. Because whether you are or you know someone, I mean, Rebecca and I have been with PI for a very long time, and these kind of things come up a lot. You know, we get calls either from a family member or a neighbor, you know, that might be suspecting something going on at someone's house. So it's important to kind of recognize the signs and know what to do and know there's different ways and organizations out there that can help you, you know, safely. So,
and look how important this radio show is. really it's significant because we actually, you know, we got a call last week about the show we did last week, mm-hmm. really interested in Kathleen Ott's program and, you know, significant question. And, you know, we're looking forward to connecting the caller, you know, with the program and seeing how it can assist. So, I mean, it's
absolutely,
just,
you know, and that's what I always say, Beck, is the best part of the show is that, you know, it's not, okay, we just did our show on Friday and then, all right, you know, cool, like on to the next one. You know, it really, that resource becomes either a resource for the resident listening or for our own staff. You know, I send out to all of our staff members, you know, the different contact information for guests that we had on, or if the guest gave me some, you know, hard copy information, I try to get that out to everyone because it's really building the network. And I think that's what's great. And that's what's frankly wonderful about having this on North Hempstead TV, because I get a lot of feedback about seeing it on North Hempstead TV. And what, you know, Dan and I especially love and talk about is the fact that it now, with it being on North Hempstead TV, there's actually a younger audience watching it and being, you know, and learning, because a lot of this information isn't really just senior based. You know, yes, there are certain things, but, you know, we always say we've kind of transformed into this community kind of radio, which I think is wonderful and beneficial for everyone. So it's good stuff.
And
there's wonderful information.
Yeah.
As Rebecca said, if you ever missed a segment, or you were wondering if we talked about something, you can just go to our Project Independence website and there's a little search bar and you could type in, you know, a keyword. And if that was part of a segment we did, it'll pop up and you could listen. So it's a great tool for everyone to use.
Yeah, it is really, this is really a great tool. 311, our website, you know, it's just always amazing how many, to think about it this way, because also the pandemic, people were kind of, I want to say forced to watch television, you know, and because they started surfing television and they find these things too. And the fact that going forward, I assume, or maybe I shouldn't, will Project Independence and You always be now also on North Hempstead Television? Is that
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal, you know? I mean, how do you get rid of a good thing? You know, it really, it's, like I said, it really opened up and I saw firsthand at the feedback and the calls of people saying, oh, I saw this and I want this person's information. And it's, it was just nice to have another vehicle to get the word out there, you know? And I mean, look, at the exercise program, you know, on North Hempstead TV, that was another thing that was extremely popular that I think will be, you know, something that will hopefully kind of continue, you know, for a long time on there, because there's so many people that utilize that. So,
yeah, I mean, it's really definitely on North Hempstead Television, because a lot of, like you were saying, this program now on North Hempstead Television is reaching the younger audience with the fitness classes for the seniors. People who were tend to be more homebound,
right,
weren't able to get out to a live fitness class. Now, just for the first time in their lives, actually, are starting to exercise, or now they can exercise at home. And you know, I think we were talking about this last week a little bit, how you know, during COVID, essentially every senior became kind of homebound, you know, not because of frailty or illness, just because of the situation. So I think we learned a lot about homebound seniors who, you know, are homebound because of, you know, maybe physical limitations, or they don't drive, or other situations that keep them homebound. So, you know, yeah, definitely keeping, you know, North Hempstead Television going with the fitness classes and the radio show is definitely in our future, you know, a hybrid.
Absolutely. And, you know, and if you don't have access to North Hempstead TV, you know, for whatever reason, you know, I mean, the fact that you can go online and look at archived, you know, exercise classes and the radio show. I know that the North Hempstead has, you know, even on YouTube, there's a link of all the exercise classes. And then the radio program, if you go to WCWP's YouTube, that's all there. So there's a lot of different venues to kind of watch them, you know. And I think, listen, I know my own self too. it's very rare because I work and I'm busy that I get to listen or watch something for that matter live. You know, it's all like these recorded things. I mean, all my podcasts are, you know, pre-recorded kind of things that I listen to. So that's what's great about having these archives for the radio program and the exercise and different things that we do, because you can kind of do it at your leisure, you know? So it's a great tool. And that's certainly the silver lining of everything that we've kind of been through during this time.
You know, Christine, there's a question I want to ask you. Mm-hmm. We are coming up to the 10th year anniversary of this radio show, Project Independence in You. Really, it's a short 2 months away, right? September marks 10 years that Project Independence in You has been on the air at with LIU, thanks to Dan Cox and wonderful programming. And how does that make you feel? I mean, you have essentially been this radio show producer.
Yeah, since the beginning.
For 10 years.
And yeah, since your mother, you know, since this came up and said, Christina, I think I'm going to need you to produce the show, which I never knew what that exactly meant, you know, but I was down for the task. And it was just to see, you know, the evolution. Listen, anyone that's seen or heard this one time, this radio program, I think clearly can understand how I feel about it, how I feel about everyone that's part of it. You know, obviously during the pandemic, we haven't been able to have all the different co-hosts that we had, but they're still part of, you know, the radio family. And I think it's really special because when I see the difference it can make for someone's life and, you know, even being able to just showcase these wonderful guests. And listen, we have people from all different walks of life. You know, they can be in the medical field or entertainment or a community-based organization, whatever it might be, the topic that we're presenting, we're really fortunate to have people on who are passionate about what they're speaking about. You know what I mean? Even if just the prime example, we were just doing, you know, a segment on recycling, right? On the surface, recycling, okay. But clearly Mike Kelly knows so much and about it, you know, and is invested in it and had tips and suggestions, you know, so even something like that, you can see, you know, that we're very lucky, especially in North Hempstead, to have people who are invested in whatever they might be doing. In it. And to be able to showcase that is really a cool thing.
Okay. Well, we'll actually be right back with Rebecca Miller and co-host and radio show producer today, Christina Liu.
That's right. We're team over today, Beck.
We're the team. We will be right back with Project Independence in You.